Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Saudara, proyek The Lullaby merupakan proyek internasional yang mendukung para ibu hamil dan orang tua baru di seluruh dunia untuk menulis dan menyanyikan lagu bagi bayi-bayi mereka dengan bantuan para musisi profesional. Di Adelaide Hills, sebuah program baru dilaksanakan oleh Lullaby Project Australia bekerjasama dengan para perawat kekerabatan dan para orang tua dari anak-anak bangsa pertama untuk membangun hubungan dengan tanah air dan komunitasnya melalui lagu-lagu yang unik. Berikut ini laporan disusun oleh koresponden Australia Selatan Peta Doherty bagi SBS News.
Your people have a red jury clan, home of ruby or grey now, wedged eagle, master of skies, the women totem is billion.
Sebuah nyanyian pengantar tidur yang sangat menyentuh ditulis untuk membantu anak laki-laki suku Wiradjuri terhubung dengan akar budayanya.
True. Your great nan had to hide, not be discovered. Is safe now to finally uncover. Forever you're part of that family. Little one, I hold you close to me. You bring such joy with your big happy smile.
Ibu dari Benjamin, Samantha Jackson, dan dua kakak perempuannya diiringi para musisi di atas panggung menyanyikan lagu ini khusus bagi dirinya.
We've included his nan in it because that's the line that he's come down. I've included about the totems, which is like the animal that each clan is supposed to protect and is protected by. We've included the wedge-tail eagle and the crow. So one's for the females and one's for the males in the clan. And I just want him to feel connected to his culture and not be ashamed and or anything from it. Just like feel happy about it and have that strong connection to it, not hide away from it.
Jackson merupakan seorang tua dan perawat kekerabatan yang menulis dan merekam lagu-lagu pengantar tidur mereka dengan bantuan para musisi profesional dalam sebuah seri kerja di Mount Barker di Adelaide Hills. Daya Steer berasal dari suku Narunga dan perawat kekerabatan yang menjadi bagian dari program ini.
I was able to write a song. So that was good because I don't write. So just the fact that we created a song ourselves and that what the song was about was a big achievement in itself. Even being Indigenous myself, it was still great to connect do a song about culture to connect with, yeah, with baby.
Tuntun polar, sebuah kata dari bahasa Ngarinjeri yang berarti tidur, merupakan nama program dari Lullaby Project Australia bersama The Willow Children's Center. Proyek The Lullaby dimulai 10 tahun lalu di Carnegie Hall di New York. Ini untuk mendukung para keluarga yang ingin menciptakan lagu pengantar tidur bagi anak-anak mereka dengan bantuan para musisi profesional. Emily Guyon membawanya ke Australia sebagai kerjasama dengan Carnegie Hall pada tahun 2019.
Ultimately, our dream is to have every child in the country be born with a lullaby written for them. Each project we do is really, really unique. So it's about finding the right people to sit round a table and dream up what we can achieve, making each project really bespoke for the community that we're working with, whether it be in a mental health care setting or in a community centre.
Ia mengatakan Tuntun Polar Pilot telah memberdayakan para pesertanya.
I think this one is particularly special because of the way it empowers people. A lot of people may never have written a song or may not believe that they're musical, but as soon as you take them on this journey and have a professional artist support them through the process, it's suddenly this realization that actually I have this innate creativity in me and I have this incredible power to tell a story to my child.
Be proud of who you are, connect to your country, mountains, rivers, and deserts.
Sebagai bagian dari program, para peserta menciptakan lagu pengantar tidur bersama untuk komunitas mereka. Konsultan budaya warga pribumi Laurel Hunter mengatakan program ini memperkuat hubungan antara para orang tua angkat dengan anak asuh pribumi mereka.
To let the little ones grow up knowing that they are Aboriginal and that they are all shades of deadly and that even though that they may not know who their ancestors are, that the ancestors know who they are.
Ini juga membantu para orang tua non-pribumi seperti Megan Jones membangun hubungan dengan tradisi anak asuhnya.
I've able to research and learn more so that I can hopefully raise him knowing who he is and being connected. And I think if anyone has this opportunity, it's a fantastic opportunity for everyone, really.
Seorang penulis warga pribumi, Nathan May, membantu Megan Jones menciptakan cerita dalam Dreamtime anak asuhnya.
People love hard and unconditionally. Never stop learning who you are. Be proud of your history.
Demikian tadi laporan yang disusun oleh South Australian Correspondent Peta Doherty bagi SBS News.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.